From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In a much-awaited address to the nation, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe did not resign Sunday, despite calls from his own party to do so. In a televised address, he said, "We must learn to forgive and to resolve contradictions in comradely spirit." He acknowledges concerns brought up by his ruling ZANU-PF party, which has given Mugabe until noon to resign or face impeachment. He said the events of this week are not a threat to the Constitution or to his authority as head of state and commander-in-chief. But hours before his speech, ZANU-PF installed the former vice president, who Mugabe dismissed 2 weeks earlier, as the party's new chief. The party also expelled Mugabe's wife, Grace, the leader of the ZANU-PF Women's League, from membership in the ruling party. At least 15 people have died in a stampede in a village in southern Morocco Sunday, as a local association, that is, was distributing food aid in a market. King Mohammed has given instructions that all measures be taken to help the victims and their families. The Interior Ministry said the king will pay for the hospitalization of the wounded and the burials of the dead. Police in Okinawa are investigating a fatal traffic accident involving an elderly man and a U.S. Marine. Police say the man died when his vehicle and the serviceman's truck collided. The Okinawa police confirmed that the Marine's breath test had an alcohol level 3 times the legal limit. The Marines have expressed their sincere condolences to the victims' families and have promised to cooperate with the investigation. This is VOA News. Argentina's Navy says it cannot confirm that 7 brief satellite calls came from a lost submarine with 44 crew members on board. An admiral at the Mar del Plata Naval Base said Sunday officials have no evidence that the calls they detected Saturday came from the submarine. More on the situation from Reuters correspondent Sarah Hamrajani.
The location of the ARA San Juan hasn't been known since Wednesday, when it last made contact 268 miles off Argentina's southern Atlantic coast. Authorities in Argentina are now working on tracing the calls, while an international search mission is underway. But that's been complicated by recent stormy weather. The Navy says an electrical outage on the submarine may have been the cause of its problems.
An inquiry in Australia is recommending the closure of a youth detention center involved in an abuse scandal that shocked the nation. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
The Northern Territory's notorious Don Dale Youth Detention Centre, where much of the mistreatment of child inmates took place, should also be closed, the report says. Margaret White, one of the commissioners, says more humane alternative accommodation should take its place.
The point must be met that there will be some young people who must be kept in secure detention, either because of the extreme seriousness of the crimes that they commit or because of their own complex needs. And we've recommended a small, secure facility. We don't want any more than 12 beds in any one facility.
Most of the teenage inmates in the Northern Territory are Aboriginal Australians, who are significantly overrepresented in the justice system. The children who are tear-gassed have said they feared for their lives and still suffer disturbing flashbacks and nightmares. Lawyers said detaining children in isolation was also a clear violation of the United Nations Convention Against Torture. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
President Trump says he should have left 3 college basketball players accused of shoplifting in China in jail there after the father of one of them said Trump played little role in their return to the United States. In a tweet on Sunday, Trump said now that the 3 basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LiAngelo, is unaccepting of what I did for his son and says that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.